Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode. A couple of quick things. You'll have to excuse me. I seem to have a head cold, so I'm a little hoarse, so forgive that. And this week's episode is really focused for those of you that are still working a job and are looking to eventually move out of your job into being a full-time business owner, whatever that looks like for you. So one of the things that is often overlooked is having an exit strategy. So that's what today's topic is all about. So what is an exit strategy? Well, it's just the strategy that you need to have in place when it comes time to quit your job and focus fully on your business. And there are some things that you need to consider putting in an exit strategy so when the time comes, you can easily quit your job and hit the ground running as a full-time business owner. So for instance, one of the things that I think is the most important is knowing how much money you're going to need to earn in your business or have in the bank so you can quit your job comfortably. Because the last thing you want to do is jump ship too quickly. If you do that, you could wind up in a situation where you may have to get another job to make sure that you can cover your bills. And that's probably not something you want to do. I mean, if you're finally, you know, not working for somebody else, it would be very hard to go back. So you want to take the time to plan. And the money thing is the most important. So you need to know how much money do you need to make in your business in order to quit your job. In other words, how much do you have to be bringing in your business in order to cover your bills and have the lifestyle that you want? It's not just a one-for-one switch or swap, because when you have a job, especially a full-time job, a lot of the things that you have to cover as a business owner are covered in your salary. So days off, sick time, holidays, all of those things, as well as things like insurance here in the U.S. A lot of times it's covered by your employer. So you're really going to need to figure out how much money do you need to be bringing in weekly or monthly to cover whatever your current salary is? And maybe you don't have to cover your whole salary, but these are things that you're really going to have to know because it's not cookie cutter. It's not a one size fits all. You know, there are a lot of people who tell you, you know, charge XYZ. And if I had followed that advice, I'd have been out of business fairly quickly because I had a six-figure income I had to replace. Now, you may look at how much money do you need to have in the bank? Plus, how much money do you need to be pulling in from your new business in order to quit your job? So there's a lot of different ways that you can do this, but money is so important because you have to be able to quit your job and be able to step into business owner's shoes without worrying about how to pay the bills, about worrying about finances. And so that's, I would say, number one is get your money strategy in place. How much do you need to earn to quit your job? How much do you need to have in savings or a combination thereof in order for you to be comfortable to let go of your job? Everybody's different, okay? So make sure that you're looking at what do you get in your job that you're gonna have to pay for when you are a full-time business owner. Insurance is one of those things, health insurance, I should say, is one of those things. But also, you know, you may have a retirement plan and you may have all these other things. Make sure that you look at what are you getting in your job, what are you gonna have to replace when you become a business owner, okay? You don't want to have to struggle because that's no fun. But when you're looking at your money strategy, look at what kind of expenses that you might actually cut when it comes to working from home. So, you know, I used to commute several hours, it's like 2 hours a day, and I drive an SUV and, you know, gas was expensive. And so one of the expenses I was going to eventually cut was gas. I didn't have to pay that much for gas because I wasn't commuting anymore. Now, I know nowadays, you know, a lot of people are working from home, so that may not be an issue, but if you're still driving to work a couple days a week, that's still an expense that you could be saving when you quit your job.
Maybe you don't need a babysitter full time. Maybe you don't need to pay for aftercare or before care for your kids. Things like eating out, you're not going to be eating lunch or getting coffees, or you may, but you may not get as many. What about dry cleaning if you have to, you know, dry clean your clothes? Or what about wardrobe expenses? So really think about what other kind of expenses that you pay for right now because you have a job that you won't need to pay for or pay as much for when you quit and become a full-time business owner. And then on the flip side of that is, you know, what new expenses will you have? So you have to make sure you're looking at, as I mentioned, health insurance if you're in the U.S. You're going to need some type of business insurance depending on the service offerings that you have. You're going to need things like, you know, a task management system and some of the different tools that you're going to need to run your business. That's a business expense. So make sure that you know that. So can you see having an exit strategy is really focused around the money side of things because you're really going to have to take a step back and understand how much money do you need in all situations, plus how much money are you going to save by not having to pay for dry cleaning or new clothes or gas or a bus fare or, you know, maybe you ride the subway, whatever it might be. But then also looking at the tools that you need to run your business on a day-to-day basis. And then last but not least, you know, what do you have socked away for emergencies? What kind of money savings do you have or strategies do you have if there is emergencies? Maybe you're going to use credit cards to cover that while you're getting started. You really need to step back and look at how are you going to approach emergencies if and when they happen, because you're the business. If something happens to you, you know, and you're doing service-based work, you're not going to get paid unless you're working. So you have to really look at that. So having an exit strategy, you need to know how much money do you need for all of these different things, plus how much are you going to be saving by cutting expenses, and then what kind of business expenses are you going to have when you come home and start working as a full-time business owner. So please, if you don't have an exit strategy, make sure that you take time to get an exit strategy. And I actually have given you a link to my exit strategy checklist. It's free. It will give you some things to think about. It will get you started on your journey for leaving behind your soul-sucking job and jumping into your business full-time. So I hope you found this helpful. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.